You are listening to Everyday Global Anglicans, a podcast produced by GAFCON, Global Anglican Future Conference. This podcast and other resources are made possible by people like you. Please help us to continue making these resources available by visiting us at gafcon.org. GAFCON's mission is to guard the unchanging, transforming gospel of Jesus Christ and to proclaim him to the world. My name is Ernie Dito, Communications Director for GAFCON Global Anglicans. I live in Harrisonburg, Virginia, a couple hours outside of Washington, D.C., and I'm joined by Canon Sammy Wainaina. He is the provost at All Saints Cathedral, Nairobi, and has been in the ministry for 25 years. Sammy and his ministry team at All Saints will be contributing to this month's Lift Up Your Hearts devotions, which are available for a free subscription and as an audio podcast. Ken and Sammy will be sharing about what their focus will be in the devotions, but also about a major point of focus at All Saints in the youth and children's ministry, and his experience with COVID and how that has affected him in his ministry. Thank you so much for joining us. Where are you at this moment in the world?
Well, currently I'm in Chicago, visiting with Canon William.
Okay. And you're visiting him, but were there other reasons you came to the United States?
Yes. I came last week to the United States for my graduation. For the last 3 years, I have been in a doctoral program with the Asbury Theological Seminary, looking at organizational leadership. And particularly, I was interested in looking at the big challenge we have in Africa of leadership transitions that are always very political and very divisive, and trying to look at what would be my small contribution to that. And I did that, and I graduated last Friday.
Well, congratulations. So you are now Dr. Sammy Wainaina, right? Or was that to be your title now?
I guess so. But although I'm not a title person, I'm more interested in relating with people.
That's good. Yeah. That's a very good thing. Well, really, congratulations. And it sounds a very important and appropriate topic to be focusing on. I know that not just in Africa that these organizational issues exist. they're all over. I would love to hear more about that sometime. Now, you in your devotions, you focused on Ephesians. And could you tell us a little bit about that and a flavor of why and what it is about Ephesians that you were drawn to share and contribute to our devotionals?
In our preaching calendar this year in the cathedral, in the month of, March, what we've been trying to do is to pick books and teaching on books rather than on topics and subtopics. And that helps Christians to be able to read the Bible early enough. Then we do the teaching on Sunday and they are able to understand better. That's a new approach that we are having. And so I picked the book of Ephesians because there are two things that Paul emphasizes there. Actually, let me say three. One is my identity as a Christian in Christ. I wish many Christians would know what is their identity in Christ. The second thing that Paul talks about is the riches we have in Christ. So it is important, therefore, for us to know who we are. Then we know how much we are worth. And the third thing that Paul emphasizes is, then he says, as you come to chapter 6, he says, therefore, walk in a manner that is worth the calling you have received. And the reason why I emphasize on that is if every Christian would know their identity, will know how much they are worth in Christ Jesus. Because Paul talks about the width, the length, the height of the love of Christ, his grace to us. That is our wealth. We would know we are not in need. Christ has already done it. And we live in a world where we emphasize on religion rather than grace. Mm-hmm. And Jesus never called us to be in a religion. He called us to be in a relationship with him. Once we know that, then we can now walk in a manner that commensurate with the calling we have received. So that is the emphasis that I will be making in our devotions.
Yeah, and we are so appreciative. But along with you, there will be some of your staff that will be contributing as well. You have a dynamic staff at...
Yeah, my deputy, Reverend Evans Omolo, the Reverend Lillian Karinga, who is our education minister, and our children minister, Reverend Paul Machira.
Yes, and well, I'm going to use that as an opportunity to segue when you say Paul. Paul, as well as other staff, has been working diligently raising funding. I understood that he just did like a hike or something and he's going to be going to Mount Kenya, hiking Mount Kenya, all to raise funds for
the center we've been building. We call it the CTC, standing for Children and Teen Center. This is a great vision that we had. In many churches that have been established, you'll find very good buildings that house the adults, but very few churches have children churches. And one time I met with a young boy about 10 years in the streets of the cathedral and asked me, Provost, could you ask these guys who worship in this cathedral to come to Sunday school and then we come to big church, because they don't seem to be serious about the condition in which we worship. And I thought the father had coached the boy to ask me that, but no, he's just a bright boy. I think the message he was sending to me is, why is it that adults get the best and children get the worst? Any, I'll tell you today, if I was to start a new church, I would not start with a bigger church for the adults. I would start with Sunday school. We have neglected children. And it's not just about building. It's about the intentionality that the church should have in investing in terms of the quality of teachers there, in terms of the materials that are used in discipling children. And so as the provost and the leadership of the cathedral, we felt we had the need in the 21st century to invest more in terms of children. So the building is coming up very well, and we are climbing Mount Kenya in October, and I will be there.
Really?
We've been doing different mountains in Kenya. Just before I came to the US, I had done one, I have missed one. So when I go back, I need to catch up quickly in preparation. And all that, and we are fundraising step by step. When I take one step, it is worth a dollar. In Kenya shillings, it is 100 shillings.
Right.
So I have supporters who will then keep supporting and sending money to the cathedral towards raising enough money to do two things, to complete the building, which is now at about 80%. And number two, to start developing programs. Would like to establish a radio station, a TV station. Would like to do animations for children and teach them Bible. I would like to produce online materials. And we're not just looking at the Kenyan children. We are looking at 1 billion children, because it will cost us 1 billion shillings to build the center. So we are saying, then every shilling should represent a child. So a billion children are not just in Africa. They're in America, they're in Asia. And so it's a center that will launch a ministry to the world that is focused on children and teenagers.
It seems only logical. I mean, with the population boom of that age group,
sure.
I had the privilege of being there and visiting you all. And that was one of my big takeaways at All Saints was how intentional you all made an intentional decision several years ago, a decade or more ago, before this building, that
sure.
your programs, your structure would be conformed to the reality of we have a lot of young people around here that's very disproportionate to the older people. We need to figure out a way how we're going to address it. And it's paid dividends, hasn't it?
It has. Before COVID hit the world, Cathedral was a center for younger people, especially from 35 years coming all the way down. The young adults, the youth, the teenagers, and the children. And many, many parents, even from other denominations, wanted to drop their children to come to the Cathedral because there was intentionality about the children ministry. But let me also tell you, during this time of COVID, it was our greatest moment to launch the children ministry worldwide. And nowadays Sunday school in the Cathedral online is followed by about 15 countries.
Wow.
People from all over the world are plugging in, and Reverend Paul has been fantastic in doing such.
Well, so if that's amazing. And I mean, I want to come back to COVID in a moment. That is incredible that it has gone forward and even prospered during this crisis of the world. If people wanted to support what you all are doing, and I would suggest that this is not, my understanding is we're not just talking about for Nairobi, but like you said, this is something that will have impact for the region, that things will be produced, like as you said, in radio and video, that there's, and people might not know that in the continent of Africa, in Nigeria, there's Nollywood or something like that in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Well, you all are wanting to do something like that, but for youth and children right there.
For children in particular. Yeah.
And that, how would people support you, or where would they go?
There are two types of support. Definitely we need financial support because this center is beyond the All Saints Cathedral.
Yeah.
And if you went to the All Saints Cathedral website, you should be able to get links on how you can be able to donate, and we'll be very, very grateful. But beyond money, we need partnerships to reach out to a billion children. It's not something Cathedral alone can do. But the networking will be so important. There's no need for duplicating this everywhere. When one church has done it, that church has done for all the churches of the world. Our vision is to go beyond denominational boundaries into the children of the world. And so we would invite organizations that work with children to partner with us. We would invite church institutions like GAFCON, like CAPA, any organization that has to do with Christian children would like a lot of partnership. We don't have the monopoly of the ideas. Would like you to speak into this vision and make it greater and bigger for the sake of the children.
A quick aside, you persevered through COVID by God's grace, literally. Is there much that you could tell us about that?
Well, when I was studying theology, I was taught that pastors are wounded healers.
Wounded healers?
Yes. You get wounded so that you can heal others. A pastor is not a special person. He's called from his own community to serve them. And for me to have gone through COVID early enough was so important, because by the time I was getting COVID, many people were asking the question, have you had somebody, someone who knows someone, who knows someone, who knows someone? And you can see the chain can go on and on. And people are saying, no, we haven't had. So when I became sick, I asked myself, I have the choice to be private about my sickness, but I have an opportunity to make it public and be able to say, this is me, I got COVID. If you don't know somebody who has COVID, here is the provost. And because of the position I hold in the cathedral, but also in Kenya, and now again globally, I was able to bring one, reality to the people, but also to bring hope. So my getting COVID was not a sad story. It was actually a glorious story. And after that, I have supported many members of the cathedral who have been sick. I have also lost members of the cathedral to COVID. And they find it very easy to discuss with me about COVID.
Wow. Well, that is what a refreshing story to hear your take on that, and you know, how God has been able to use that through you.
Yeah.
Thank you for being transparent and sharing that.
You're welcome.
Well, so I want to thank you again for what you have contributed. Is no small thing to do these devotions. There are 600 words approximately, plus a prayer, and also recordings. And that will be available on podcast. People can listen to it as they're walking their dog or walking to work or whatever. And so we are very thankful for that contribution. You know, devotionals are coming from all over the world. We have some coming after this from South Africa and from Ireland. It's just really been a joy to see God's people come together to help build the church and equip it. That's a huge mandate of GAFCON, to help equip the church. And we're doing this through these devotions. It does that from the grassroots. You can subscribe to them. And I want to thank you, Provost Dr. Sammy Wainana, for your time with us today.
Thank you very much for having me. Always a pleasure talking to you and talking to the Global Church. I personally feel I can contribute to the church in a small way. And the All Saints Cathedral is open to sharing part of their story, part of their faith with the world.
Very generous. Thank you. And have a good time in the United States in your remaining time.
God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to the Everyday Global Anglicans podcast produced by GAFCON. Please visit gafcon.org to learn more about the many resources and work of GAFCON as we proclaim Christ faithfully.